Salesforce Backup and Restore Essentials Part 1, a new article by Sovenbin, is now available. When planning or maintaining a Salesforce organization, it's important to have a disaster recovery plan in mind. Having a robust, secure and efficient backup and restore plan is an important piece in ensuring that you can easily recover from an unforeseen data integrity problem. Even though Salesforce performs real-time replication to disk at each data center, and near real-time data replication between the production data center and the disaster recovery center, you still want to consider the benefits of having your own backup and restore process. Having your own process lets you implement your own internal disaster recovery plan that you control, or provides a way to handle your own data migration or data archival/replication tasks. There are many technical challenges with implementing your own backup and restore process. What are the possible roadblocks? Which Salesforce API would you use? What kind of speeds can you expect? How can you accelerate the process? Sovenbin has written a new article, the first in a series on backup and restore best practices, that provides in-depth details on core backup concepts, Salesforce APIs used for backup processes, and how to benchmark backup performance and ensure your backups are running as smoothly as possible. Salesforce Backup and Restore Essentials Part 1, Backup Overview, API Options and Performance. Sovenbin's included example real-world benchmark data so you can get a feel for how some APIs really perform when used for backup solutions. Here's a graph from the article contrasting REST API versus bulk API performance. REST API versus bulk API. About the author and CCE technical enablement. Sovenbin is a Salesforce certified technical architect and the CEO and founder of Odaseva.com, an AppExchange enterprise software provider based in both San Francisco and Paris, addressing the challenges of data governance, backup, restore, data quality, sandbox transport, environment comparison. He has been providing innovative solutions regarding Salesforce platform governance, security and performance since 2006. This post was published in conjunction with the technical enablement team of the Salesforce Customer-Centric Engineering Group. The team's mission is to help customers understand how to implement technically sound Salesforce solutions. Check out all of the resources that this team maintains on the Architect Core Resources page of Salesforce Developers.